running with wolves and I'm on the prowl.
5 seconds remaining. Fox to Wemby. Wemby tries a three, puts it up, off the mark. Ananobi to rebound. It's over. It's over. Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
Can you believe that?
After 53 years, and I think they can wait 53 more.
You know what? Honestly, yes. The Knicks beat the Spurs. The NBA championship has come and gone. They won in Game 5, and New York turned up.
Start spreading the news.
Start spreading the news. So here's just a dab of what happened.
Some school buses were set on fire. NYPD vehicles were damaged. Wow. And some officers were injured. But for the most part, New York City really came together in what was an electrifying evening.
How do you have that? And then, but for the most part,
everything was, ma'am, you said officers were injured. That's not the funny part. Like, the funny part is that, like, but everything was fine. No, but it wasn't.
Yeah, school. I saw. So did you see these videos of them, like, destroying school buses?
5 school buses. A person was literally shot.
Yeah, a person was shot. They're like, police officers were injured. But for the most part, New York handled it fine.
They're like, you know what? We'll allow it for a day.
You know what? And here's the thing. And I was sitting here reflecting on this. And I was like, man, New York. That's shameful. The way they just, like, just did too much in celebration. And then I thought about it. If the Bears won the Super Bowl,
oh,
I can't say that we would be that much better in Chicago.
And you know what? Let me get off my high horse real quick. Because well,
but I, you know, I, but I do think, like, I've never, and this is maybe the me getting old or something. I've never understood the, like, let's celebrate so hard that we destroy things.
Destroying things is a lot. But I do maybe understand feeling so much like, that if everyone's shaking this school bus, I might go shake the school bus.
Don't shake the school bus, Carla.
I'm sorry.
If you are ever caught on video shaking the school bus, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Be like, is that Carla from B96?
That's the moment. Are you Carla from B96?
Me driving the school bus. And when I'm back in Chicago. Like, woman stole school bus.
Yeah.
I'd get recognized in like 4 seconds.
You're Heath Ledger, the Joker in The Dark Knight, just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so New York really did celebrate. There was some damage done in the celebrations. What's crazy is this isn't even like the celebration parade. That doesn't happen until this Thursday, you said, right?
Thursday.
Yeah.
So expect, if you're in one of those offices or one of those jobs where it's remote and you have any workers in New York, nothing will get done on Thursday.
No.
Nothing at all, because they will be celebrating. And I think it's a national holiday. Mm. I expect when the Bears win the Super Bowl, because they will, I expect the same type of excitement.
Yeah.
I expect the same type of grace for the fact that the Monday after that Super Bowl, nothing's getting done.
No.
We won't be. We'll,
no,
we'll be here.
No, of course not.
Hungover.
And the day after that parade, like, you can't expect much from anybody.
No, you can't.
But, yeah, you know what? Congratulations. The Knicks won the championship. After 53 years, they beat the San Antonio Spurs, and that's a wrap on the NBA season.
Yep, and then we just wait until, I guess, what is it, the fall?
Yeah, if you want some more basketball, yeah.
Yeah. So.
But there's other sports going on. The World Cup is happening right now.
Oh my gosh, I know.
The what do they call the hockey? The Stanley Cup Finals are happening.
Oh, like, is that
all,
really?
Yeah, all
you
that is
what?
Happening at once.
The only hockey that I know is literally Heated Rivalry and Off Campus. Mm-hmm. And I wish that I knew more of it. I didn't even know that, like, we were still playing.
We are not. The Blackhawks are not and have not been playing for some time.
Oh, no, we're not very good.
Oh, not this year.
Oh,
not this year.
Okay, you know what?
Another time.
Dude, it's got to be the United Center curse, because neither were the Bulls, huh?
Oh, I know.
We've been out the game a long while.
Yeah. All right, stick around for Lala Ticket Tag and your shot at 4-day Lala wristbands.
Your chance to win your Lala tickets is coming up in less than 10 minutes on B96.
The Rhythm of Chicago.